The Traveler's Journal, August 12th, saying, when it comes to foreign journeys, it pays to be protected. What vaccinations do you need to travel? The answer depends on where you're going and how long you'll be away. If Western Europe is your destination, you probably won't need to take any special precautions. But if you're heading to Eastern Europe, Africa, Asia, Central or South America, you may need to be immunized against a variety of infectious diseases, such as yellow fever, hepatitis, smallpox, or typhoid fever. This is especially true if you plan to travel outside of major cities. Your travel agent or local department of health should provide information about which shots you need, or contact the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. But because some vaccines are themselves risky and costly, get only necessary shots. Investigate your vaccination requirements early in your trip planning. Some vaccines require multiple injections over several weeks or even months. Physicians recommend allowing at least 2 months to take a full battery of travel shots, and also get boosters for polio, tetanus, and measles. If you're making connections at one of the nation's primary international gateways, the airport medical office may be able to dispense last-minute shots for a small fee. Finally, many countries have quarantine stations for those who can't prove they're free of infectious disease. For that reason, experienced travelers carry an international yellow card issued by the World Health Organization. But medical precautions always pay. The life you save may be your own. Tomorrow, we'll look at the world's most prevalent parasitic disease, malaria. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.